Over the past few weeks, we have been sharing about the Holy Spirit. Amen? About the Holy Spirit. Because without petrol, any car from Mercedes to Tico is useless. Without petrol, even a truck or any car at all will not work. Will not work. And so, without power, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, without power, you as a Christian, you are not powerful. Amen. Look at your neighbor and ask me, are you powerful? Are you powerful? One day, he said to woman, ask her husband, are you powerful? It wasn't a good question. It didn't end well. Because you see, many of us, we are Christians who are under pressure and struggling. Amen. And that is why we're studying about the Holy Spirit. Because He is the power. He is the one who makes it possible. This morning, I want to connect something about the Holy Spirit in you. Amen. I want us to understand something about the Holy Spirit. You know, if we are going to build the church where we are going, it's a lot of money being spent. If we are going to make that money to be well spent, we will need to build a very lively working church. Hallelujah. And, you know, a football team is not made up of one or two players. But out of 11 players, all the 11 players, if you have 10 very, very good players and one useless goalkeeper, how will a team do? I saw a match, they fired the ball from the center line into the goal. Yeah, because the goalkeeper was far away somewhere. So you can have the other 10 playing very, very well. But if one or two are very useless, it will not work. Amen. Ask your neighbor, are you useless? Are you the goalkeeper? Ask him, are you the goalkeeper who was off his line and the ball went into the net from the center? This morning we are talking about you. Amen. And how you can be a very powerful, established, useful, profitable Christian. Amen. And we were talking about the Holy Spirit. We are not stopping. But we want to connect that Holy Spirit to you. And so, today I'll preach about the seven great principles that will explain who you are. Amen. To explain who you are. Because many people don't know who they are. I'm surprised. You see, the man I met yesterday, he's a big businessman. He came to meet us. They think that bishops, we are some way. We are not some way. We are peoples. Amen. We are peoples. Are we not peoples? We are peoples. We are also peoples. Just like you. But sometimes, some of them don't know who they are. And they think they are greater than peoples. They think they are more than peoples. But we are all peoples who are ordinary peoples. But ask him, but who are you? But I want us to pay attention this morning to these points, because if you understand them, they will help you live a very good Christian life. Are you with me? So, number one, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Chapter 1 is, man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Amen. Did you hear me? Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Look at the scripture. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, all of you. Then he goes on to explain who the all of you is. I pray God, your spirit and soul and body preserve blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So as you sit here this morning, you are not just a person sitting down here and one. No, you are three in one. Amen. You are a spirit that lives in a body and that has a soul. You know, people often ask, how does it work? How does all these three things work together? It's not clear. It's very simple. You have a laptop. The laptop is on the table in front of you, plugged in. And you have the internet floating around somewhere, everywhere. As we are here, the internet is here. Everything is here. But some laptops or even some phones don't connect to the internet. Yeah. They're called your phones. Yeah. They don't connect because there's nothing. So your body, are you listening? Your body is like the laptop. We live in two worlds. The natural world in which we live in now and the spiritual world that is everywhere. God is spirit. And God is in the spirit realm. And when you die, you're going to the heaven is in the spirit realm. So there are two worlds. The natural world we live in and the spirit world that is there. So you, as you are here, take your finger again and point your neighbor. You, as you are here, this is the physical world. And so you are a spirit. Because God is spirit. Okay? John 4:24. John, God is a spirit. God is the father of spirits. So, and God made man and breathed into him. So you are flesh, the body, that has a spirit. Now, these two different worlds, something must connect them. And so a laptop must have software that will connect it to the internet up there. So your body is your, is the home, and your spirit is the real you, and your soul is what connects you, the body and the spirit world. Are you listening? So when you die, what happens is the body goes to the ground, the spirit goes back to heaven, and the soul is just a part. The body, the spirit has a soul. Amen. Are you listening? That is why, you know, you can just find somebody. See what? Some people are brain dead or other. The body is an entity. This is an entity there. And you see, the body is a home. Listen, spirits. That's how come 6,000 spirits were able to live in one man. Because they are spirits. Body is a house. One day, I went to a certain school. When we were in secondary school, we traveled to a certain school to visit some girls. And when we were there, it became late in the evening. So all the taxis finished. There was no taxi, no trot. So here we were at a school very far away. And we have to get to our school. Also very far away. So we're standing there thinking, how are we going to go? As we're standing there, one of our friends just came by in a Toyota Corolla. Not the big one, the small one. Do you know the small one? It's like the Elantra. Small car. When he came, he said, hey, thank God you have come. We are going with you. He said, no, you are too many. He said, no, we are going with you. So we went with him. Do you know how many we were? We were 13. 13. We filled the car everywhere. The car was full. Yeah. Small car. When we got to school, we were getting down. We were counting. 1, 2, 3. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 of us came out of the car. Your body is a home. And a spirit can live in your body. Evil spirits are looking for a body to possess. Amen. And when they come into your body, they can't do anything until they're able to connect into your heart, into your mind, or your heart. That is where there's a connection between the physical world and the spiritual world. Amen. So this morning, tell your neighbor, you are actually a spirit. I mean, if we're not spirits, but we're a body, then
which of us looks like God, because we are very different and we are made in God's image. So if it is the flesh that God is, a flesh, a material being, then some people cannot look like God. They don't look like me. And I look like God. So, what of us is like God? It's not the outward man, that's just a house. It's the spirit man, that is where God is. Amen. Oh, I said amen. So, tell your neighbor, you are actually a spirit. So this body, you must take care of the body, that's all. It's like a house. The house where you live in. Take care of the house. Some people, their house, they let their house run down. And let their house become full of cobwebs and other baller. Tell somebody, take care of their house. But the house is not you. Those of you who have painted the house and made the house very nice, but there's nobody in the house. You are not eating. You don't have money to eat. No. Tell somebody, too much lipstick is too much paint on the house. Then look, those of you who use red rouge, black rouge, eyeshadow, eyeliner, eye everything, you are painting the house too much. No, simple paint on the house, that's all. White paint is okay. It's a nice house. Amen. Oh, I didn't hear a good amen. It's a nice house. That's all. Because you are a spirit. Listen, you are a spirit that lives in the house. But God has given you a soul that is a connection between you and the spirit realm. Amen. When the rich man died, he went to be Abraham's bosom. But his body was buried. So the two are not the same. And let us tell somebody, be careful that you don't focus too much on this, on the body. Amen. You don't focus too much on the body. So in church here, we focus on the spirits. Amen. You see, let me explain a bit more. When you go to the gym and you are pressing and pumping and eating eggs and proteins and other things, what are you doing? You are focusing on the body. Yeah, you're building the body. I tried once, it didn't work, but I tried. I went to the gym for two weeks and I resigned. It was too hard. I like my body as it is. It's too hard. I couldn't change my body. But some have changed their body. My friend changes. That's how come I went to the gym in the first place. I couldn't do mine. So when you go to the gym or a restaurant, you are focusing on the body. When you go to school or you learn things, what are you focusing on? The soul. The soul. You are getting education. You are learning things. You are learning about culture, good manners, behavior. So when you go to school, you are learning about the soul. The soul is being taken care of. Amen. So many governments, many other institutions, they take care of the body and the soul. But nobody looks about the spirit. Only church. All the other places that exist, none of them are concerned about your spirit. They're only concerned about your body and your soul. They look at how you dress and how you talk. But nobody cares where you go when you die. Amen. Are you listening to me? Nobody cares. Look, has the teacher ever asked you, are you born again? Have you gone to a school where your teacher asks you, are you born again? No. Nobody cares about your this thing. When you are going to marry, you're going to find a wife or find a husband, and the man has come to propose and is coming, they will ask you, the man, is he tall or short? They will ask. If he's very short, they'll say, but it doesn't matter. Then they will ask you, where does he work? What does he do? That's the body and the soul. But they will not, few ask you, is he born again? Me, I'll ask you, is he born again? Because here we are concerned about the spirits. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. So tell your neighbor, man is a spirit. You are a spirit. And you have a soul. The soul is your mind and your intellect. How you think. How you interact with the world. That's your soul. And then you live in a body. And that's this. That's how come when they cut off one hand, you don't change. You are still you. Because it's like you're in a house where one room has been locked. It's still a house. Yeah, it doesn't change. When they cut off your hand, has your spirit reduced? No, it's the same. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? So from today, when you come to church, listen, when you come to church, our focus here is your spirit. And so the Holy Spirit, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, when you come to church here, you will not get money and other things. No. That's not why you are here. You are here for your spirit to be built up. Amen. That you come a strong spiritual young man and a spiritual young lady. And you will do well in life. I will show you why. Number two, the spirit of an unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 17. The heart, the spirit, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Amen. You know, one of the things that I want us to think about is how wicked people are. How wicked people are. You know, if you've gone to boarding school before secondary school, I don't know how it is now, but secondary school, hey, the seniors, some of them are very wicked. They can punish you, that you'd be shocked that a man can plan these things. Amen. But their wickedness is small because they don't have power. Something which I found very, very disturbing was the war in Sierra Leone and in Liberia. That war that they had. Look, the soldiers will cut camp and then they will ask you, do you want long sleeves or short sleeves? Do you want long sleeves or short sleeves? And then they will ask you, the soldiers, they will cut ordinary people and they will take a cutlass and they will ask you, long sleeves, they will cut your hand at the wrist. Short sleeves, they'll cut your hand at the elbow. Just cutting hands. One woman gave a testimony when they went there for the crusade. She said she was running with her mother. They were running into the forest when their mother fell down. So she couldn't run. So she, the daughter, went forward and was looking back. And the soldiers came and caught her mother and cut off her leg at the thigh with a cutlass. Are you listening to me this morning? That's wickedness. Amen. That's wickedness. Wait, look, if you read the press and see what is happening in the world, people are wicked. A man has gone to rape an 8 or 7 year old girl. Ask a neighbor, well, what madness is this? What madness is this? It's wickedness. Amen. And that is how man is. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of his and the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Amen. I mean, sometimes when you see children fighting, playing, and doing that, some children are very wicked. Look, they can take something sharp and prick somebody. They can add things. Have you not seen it before? Yeah, men are very wicked. And that is how the world is. That is how many things in this world are like that. Amen. But what I want you to think about that, we too, sometimes some wicked plan will come into your head. Have you been there before? Something wicked came into your head. You were angry at somebody, either your friend, your neighbor, a stranger, somebody passing insulted you, and then some wicked thought came into your head. Where is that thought from? Where is that wicked idea from? You want to say, may a car knock him or may some snake bite him as he's crossing the street. May he trip and fall down, and a deeper track will pass over him. You're just having some wicked thoughts. Where are they from? They are in us. They are in us. Amen. That is how unsaved man is. But you will find that you find that your wickedness is tempered. Even when the wicked thought comes to you, it is tempered. Do you know why? Because of number three. Principle number three is that the spirit of a saved man is righteous and truly holy. The spirit of a saved man. So when you are born again, you, the spirit, becomes holy. Amen. It becomes holy. Look at Ephesians 4, verse 24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. When you are born again, your spirit is born again. And it is born again as a true holy spirit. It is born again because God is now the Father, your Father. And it is now that new Holy Spirit that is now a part of you. And that is why we are spending so much time. Are you listening? So much time to understand who the Holy Spirit is. Because that is how you are now. You are now a part of the Holy Spirit. Born into a new existence. Amen. A born again person is truly holy and righteous. A born again person, that's how he is. Truly holy and righteous. That is why sometimes, what did Paul say? I find there's a war going on within me. There's a war going on within me because my spirit is now born again, is now holy. And the world I live in around me is evil and wicked. So there's a struggle going on. There's a struggle going on within me. Have you noticed it? How many have seen that? Then sometimes I want something, a bad thought comes to me and I don't want to do it, but I want to do it. Or it doesn't happen to you. A bad thought comes to me. Something good or something bad. And I know it's bad. And I don't want to do it. But I want to do it. But I don't want to do it. But I like it. And I want to do it. But I know it's bad. And I know if they ask me, can you do this thing? And I say, no, I can't do it. But it is something which we are battling with. Amen. Because now, you have a spirit in you that is righteous and truly holy. And that is why we are not trying to be good. You are not trying to be good. We are good. You are made good. You are made right. Hallelujah. You are made right. You are made righteous. That is who you are now. Amen. Now, listen to this. What I'm sharing now is very important. Listen to this. No more foul, explain something. After you are born again, your spirit is a newborn baby. After you are born again, your spirit is a newborn baby and it must grow. This point explains many things about many Christians. Point number four. It explains many things about many Christians because one, you have a spirit. Okay. Two, the spirit of this world in which we live in is wicked and evil. Three, the spirit of a born again person, which is you, is righteous and truly holy. But four, that spirit that has just come is a newborn baby. It has no power. It has no power. And so it may know what is right, but it can't do it. It may know that stealing is wrong, lying is wrong, fornication is wrong. It knows, But a baby has no power to call. That's why a baby just lie down and then poo-poo on himself. He has no power to control himself. Are you listening? A baby has no power, no strength. He is just lying down there. You don't carry him, he's not going anywhere. You don't bathe him, he won't bathe. You don't feed him, he won't eat, even his own food. A baby is just a very weak vessel. After you are born again, you are truly born again. You see, some people wonder, I'm born again, but I still have all the same things. Yes, you do. You are born again, but you are behaving exactly like your unborn again friends. You are born again and you are chasing girls, running up and down. You don't come to church. You are just like your unborn again friends, because the spirit in you that is born again is so weak. It's so weak and it's so feeble that it has no power to control you. It's a baby. Look at 2 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. The newborn baby, the newborn spirit in you is weak. It has no power to control you. So, some of us are born again, but we still do what we like. How many were one day lying in your bed on Sunday morning? It was time to go to church, but you didn't get up. Have you been there before? Sunday morning, you were lying down, say, I forget up, oh. I forget up, oh. I forgot to church, oh. Charlie, make you get up. I'm coming. I'm coming. What time is it? Hey, 7:45. Charlie, I'm coming late, oh. Charlie, get up, get up. I'm coming. You know what to do. But your spirit is a baby. It's so weak. It has no power to drive you and make you do anything. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. That is why it must grow. Your spirit must grow. You must become a mature person. Amen. That is why we are also trying to get everybody to speak in tongues. Shabada bada kataya. When you speak in tongues, what you are doing is you are building, you are doing spiritual gymming. You are building up your, where is take me to? Jude, you are building up yourself in your most holy faith. You are building up yourself. Because as you are sitting here now, we are weak. We are weak. Amen. I didn't hear an amen. Yeah, we know what to do, but we can't do it. Because the spirit that should guide you and lead you is a baby. It's a baby spirit. And it's not growing. And look, ask him, did you do quiet time this morning? Ask him. No, please. I remember the finger. Ask him, did you do quiet time this morning? He will say no. Ask him, do you pray during the week? Ask him, do you pray? No, I don't mean as you are walking, you are brushing your teeth. No, I don't mean that useless prayer. I don't mean you are praying as you are walking to the trot. That's the only prayer. I don't mean that one. Ask your neighbor, do you take time in your room to pray? Please ask him. Add your finger. And what did he say? The answer is no. The answer is no. Or it's not no. How many did their quiet time during the past week? Maybe, okay, let me be very kind. Three times. Let me be very kind. Three times. Only three times in the past week. How many did quiet time? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six! You did three times. Three times. What day? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thursday, what happened? You just woke up and said, nah, it's not working. It's not working. Three times. How many did it? More than three. One person. You see, we don't. How many take time to pray in your house? You take time to pray. Can I see your hand? You take time to pray. When I say take time, I stop what I'm doing. Go to my corner, my bed, my chair, or wherever it is, and I pray. More than 5 minutes. I don't mean 5 minutes. I mean about 30 minutes.
to me a proper prayer time. Can I see your hand? About 30 minutes of prayer time minimum. 1, 2, 3.
No, not flow. No, not flow. Flow is something else. I'm coming to flow to you. Not flow.
So you're adding flow to add 3 hours for the whole week.
No, 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 no.
Do you know what is happening? You are not feeding the baby spirit inside you. So you have a baby spirit and it's not being fed. Recently, I was watching a program and they showed us some children who are born in a certain place where there's no food. And the child is something like this. And he said, 7 years old. I said, hey, 7 years old, something like this. I thought it was 2 or 3 or 4. They said, no, no, 7 year old baby with yellow hair. Hey, no, the child has grown in years, but it's not grown in body because it's not feeding. So it's very weak. And look, such a child is prone to sickness. Amen. Because he has not been fed. And then here we are, you have a baby spirit that God has given you. Baby spirit, where is it from? It's from born again. The baby spirit is from born again. When something is born, what comes out? A baby what? Whatever it is, a baby of that thing. Baby lion, baby snake, baby elephant, baby whatever it is. Amen. So when your spirit is born again, what comes out? Baby spirit. And baby spirit, even you see, any baby animal is weak. One day I was in my house, then we were doing some tiling. They say, hey, come and see, come and see. When I came, you know what I saw? A baby snake, about 3 inches. Oh, easy. We took a broomstick and crushed his head. Broomstick. The baby snake is not a problem. Ah, yes. Do right this thing, I finished it. But let the snake grow and see. Hey, when they saw a cobra, hey, please, call the police. I'm not going there. Prophet went to South Africa some years ago and he went to a place and then there they had baby lions. Baby lions, and they were just walking out. Baby lion. Ah, this lion. You can kick the baby lion and it will fly in the air. But let it grow and see. He will eat you for breakfast. Amen. Amen. So, point four. Are you listening? Point four is very, very important. After you are born again, your spirit is a baby spirit. So, born again, you are. Sometimes they wonder, am I born again? Because the fire, the sins, the evil thoughts, they are still there. Do you know where they are? They are still there. Because the one to fight them, the spirit that will fight them, is a baby spirit. It's not big enough to overcome all those things. And that is why we are saying, you must, you know, I have a book, Read the Bible, Pray Every Day. You may be really born again, but the spirit is the baby and so has no power to guide you to live right. It has no power to make you, you are there and you feel like stealing. Somebody's phone is lying down and there's no one there. Hey, a phone, if I get a like, then you are looking left and looking right. But then your spirit says, don't take, it's not for you. But they are saying, if I take, I'll get free money. And I need money to go and buy a shoe or buy something. So nobody is here. Then you are looking. Then your spirit is telling you, what you are doing is stealing. But the society says, it's your chance to take your phone and run away before they catch you. And some of you take their phone. True or not true? That's why even in church they steal phone. Even in church, look, tell neighbor, if you dare steal my phone, what I'll do you. Tell your neighbor, if you like, steal my phone and see. I'll take you to the Holy Spirit who will come and deal with you in the night. Because sometimes the spirit in you is still so a baby spirit. Amen.
It's a baby spirit. It is not growing. Every Sunday morning when we come here at 8 o'clock, we spend time to pray. And every Friday, we spend time to pray. And every Tuesday morning and Friday morning, we spend time to pray. Doing what? Building up ourselves. And because I didn't stay in the gym, that's why I didn't become bigger like anybody. I just went there for 2 weeks, then I resigned. I said, no, don't kill me. I can't take this pressure of going to carry the iron. I said, it's too much. So I left the gym. Look, I can't tell you how many years ago it has been, but I've not changed since then. It means that if you don't make any efforts to put on muscles and things, you will not change. You will not change. You will be the same size, the same height, the same everything. You will not change. Hallelujah. After you are born again, your spirit is a baby and must grow. From today, I want us to become serious with Bible study. Amen. I don't know how we can begin to encourage, do either do online quiet time. You know, I don't know how we can do something like that. Online quiet time and do something on the WhatsApp page and send it to them. If you don't do, can read it and have some small spiritual food every day. I don't know, because they don't do quiet time and they don't read their Bible. And you see, I can keep quiet, but when I keep quiet, you grow as you are the same. And I'll be watching you become a grown-up man who is no more mature, no better than anything else. I won't keep quiet. Amen. Yeah, Barbara, I won't keep quiet. But you press on until we all become serious, serious Christians. Say amen. Say I'll be serious. I'm thinking, how can we force them to do quiet time and prayer? You know, how can we force the Reggie? How can we force them to do quiet time every morning? Do something on their page and send it to on the general page. I don't know. That's the only way you can grow. Amen. These young boys, look at Gabby. These young boys, they won't do quiet time. They won't do quiet time. They will not. Will they do quiet time? They won't. They'll just be lying down in the morning, looking at their phone, TikTok, Instagram, and looking at Facebook, what is trending, and what again? A small pornography too, or plenty, or small, depending on how good or how bad they are. It's plenty or small pornography. What can we do to make them grow? Do you want to grow? How can we change them? Because they may be born again, really born again, but their spirits are baby spirits that are not growing. They may be truly born again, but they are not able to mature and overcome the sin. Amen. Because point 6 says, after you are born again, your body is still the same and you must control it. After you are born again, those who were sexually active before born again, you are still likely to be sexually active. Those who are sleeping with girls, having sex before born again, after born again, you will still continue having sex. Do you know why? Because you are enjoying it. And it's nice to you. And your body has come to like it. And your spirit is not strong enough to say no more. I'm changed. Your spirit is not strong enough. When you have tasted sex, and then one day some girl comes to pass by and then shakes some small buttocks, straight away you remember, the thing has come again. Straight away something is doing you inside. Whoosh, whoosh is inside you, both boys and both girls, and you don't have the strength to say, I won't do it again. How many have ever been tempted to do something that you know is bad, then you said, this is the last time. You said, this is the last time. And you did it. This is the last time. And you what? Came back again after 1 week. This is the last time again. This is the last time again. How many? Have you been there before? Yes. I know it's bad. But how to say no is very hard. Amen. I listen to me.
because the body is the same and the spirit
is not strong enough to fight it. I know I have to pray.
Look, I've been there before. When in the morning, I'll see my Bible on the table calling me,
saying, I am here, read me.
But I'll say, no, I'm busy.
But I have time to look at CNN.
In the morning, I have time to watch BBC.
I have time to just browse through everything.
But when the Bible is calling you, I say, no, it's late. I'm late. I'm running out of time.
Because your spirit is not strong enough to fight and resist everything. You are born again.
You see, sometimes, that is why sometimes we think, am I born again? Nah. The pornography is still there. The drinking is still there. The girls are there.
I have not changed.
No, I'm not born again. The thing, what happened when I came forward to see the man, I lifted my hand and I prayed, is not real. It's not real. It's just some artificial gimmick in church. They're just deceiving us and doing something. It's not real. Because look at me, I've not changed. But you know something? You have changed. You are really born again. You are a real new creation. You are a person really born of the flesh and the water and the spirit and the word. But the spirit is a baby. It must grow. And the spirit is not growing. So it's too weak to fight all the things that are there for you to fight. But you're going to fight it. Amen.
Reggie, find some way that we can do quiet time and send it to them on their page. You just read it at least.
It's a Bible scripture and it is a prayer and something to read. About 5 minutes of reading. At least somebody will become, you'll be lifting some 1 kilo. At least some small muscles will build. Amen. Amen.
At least there'll be some maturity. After some time of just pressing that weight, something will happen to you.
Who knows, one day you begin to suddenly become strong in your own power. Hallelujah. What's number one? Soul. And it lives in a body. What is number two? Is dead and desperately wicked. What is number three? And truly holy. What is number four? The spirit is a newborn baby and must grow. Number five. After you are born again, your mind is still the same. And it must be renewed. It must be changed. After you are born again, this is number five. After you are born again, your mind is the same. What you were thinking, I support Manchester, I'm an Ashanti man, I like this, I eat fufu every morning. That mind has not changed. I don't fast, I like food, I like to go out in the evening and sit at the roadside. That mind has not changed, but it must be changed. How can it be changed? By reading. Give me Romans 12 verse 2. Be not conformed. The scripture. Write the scriptures down. Write the scriptures. It's not for show. It's for you to understand that there's a reason why we are saying what we are saying. That you are not conformed to this world. Be like others. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That your mind will change. Amen. Before you became born again, you were dressing in a certain way. Because you want to impress the girls or attract the boys, depending on who you are. But you don't know what, you can't have money. That's why I'm stealing phones to go and buy the Nike thing. Thief, to copy and become like your friends. But after you are born again, you must change your mind and agree that I am me. No matter what I wear, what I do, I am me. I am the same person. Amen. I am the same person. They will not like me more because of my dress or my shoe. Nobody will like me more if I have money or no money. I am me. Begin to accept that God made me as I am. And mind you change. Verse 6 says what? After you are born again, body is still the same and you must keep it under control. Amen. You must have a strong spirit to say, I'm fasting, I won't eat. There's a girl in front of me, she has removed her breast, I won't touch. Hey, the boy by me has opened pornography, I won't look. Your body must be controlled by your spirit. Hallelujah. I want us to decide that we are now born again. We are born again. Amen. And we are going to grow in this new walk. We are going to grow. Hallelujah. We will grow. And we'll find, today we'll add you all to the church's page. We'll find a way to send you in the morning, quiet time, and other things. Try and pray online on their pages. Every morning, 5 minutes. Send a 5-minute prayer. Just voice note 5 minutes on their page and let them, if you can, just listen to it. And just pray alongside. Try every morning. We'll try and help everybody to grow so that we'll become a very strong, healthy, and a church of people who are really changing to become like God. Put your hand together this morning. Thank you.